Blog Talk Radio.
Not an impossible concept.
Gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it is Wednesday, hump day, the first hump day in the month of June, June 3rd, 2020, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, NGR Music and livinggrind.com. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Aleph Zero by Andre Colo. And the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. I will play for you next Crave You by Flight Facilities here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. Enjoy.
Thank you. comme dans mes rêves. Et quand je crève, je suis le cri de qui me croit ou qui me prie. Je suis comme ça dans la vie. Je renie jusqu'à mon sang et je ne sens plus qui je suis. Il n'y a plus d'innocent. J'aimerais dire que je sais ma route et que je ne doute que quand j'ai bu. Mais vu que je suis à nu, plus personne avec qui ruminer mes envies et vivre sans avoir l'air. J'erre comme un courant d'air derrière la vie, mon frère pleure de me voir si triste. Il était 5h et je me lève en sortant mon lit. Je n'ai pas dormi aussi mal que depuis la nuit où j'avais rêvé avoir tué de sang-froid un homme, femme avec une âme que j'avais trouvée là sur le sol. Mes jours se suivent et ne se ressemblent que par leurs bêtises. Je n'attise pas le feu, mais je veux qu'on me dise pourquoi la vie est une pute. Pourquoi veut-elle qu'on l'écoute pour nous pousser vers la chute avec l'amour dans l'écoute. Je ne cède pas, mais j'aimerais être un peu plus forte pour me battre contre ceux qui nous préféreraient mort. Et voilà les amis qui se rangent à la vie bourgeoise. Je dérange les ardoises et je casse les armoires. J'ai pris le métro et j'ai vu la peur dans leurs yeux. Ils ne fuient plus, ils se flippent tous et les titres pour celui qu'on tue. Ils ne regardent plus que leur smartphone.
We're dialing. Sit tight, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Hi, this is Sandra London from... Hi, this is Sandra London from Playtime with Sandra Radio. Can I speak with Roger, please? Hi,
this is Roger.
How are you? Hi.
I'm annoyed and stuck in traffic, and yeah, it's a shit show over here.
Oh, well, I want to try and get your mind off of the horrible traffic. Are you pulled over to the side, or are you still driving?
Yeah, no, I'm pulled over. I am. Yeah.
Oh,
exhausted.
Already. Yeah.
How are you tonight?
I've been stuck in traffic. I'm doing all right. I'm kind of hot actually right now. I don't know. I have the fan on, but it's not really doing that, or the air conditioning, but it's not really doing that much. I don't know. It's pretty warm.
What's the weather like there? Is it warm?
It must be, although I didn't go outside today. I just got a package. I just got a cosplay outfit in the mail that came by today. But I didn't go outside. But just indoors, it's just kind of hot. And I always either have, like, the overhead ceiling fan on or the air conditioning. But right now, it's just the air conditioning. I'm like, I'm sitting over here.
Yeah, the overhead fan's not going to create any cool air. It's just going to circulate warm air. I mean, keep the AC
well, on. Right, but I just wanted to stay in my bedroom. So I was just trying to do anything I could. I still had covers on, so it was hot. Like, I'm one of those weird people that even at night, if it's really hot, I still want a cover on. I can't sleep without covers. So I was kind of trying to rest most of the day. Yeah. But yeah, happy hump day.
So what character did you get a costume of?
It's a medieval Renaissance thing, so it's like a long white billowing blouse. With a corset, and then like a red plaid like tartan sort of skirt dress thing.
It's like a sexy nerd,
yeah.
A nerd outfit. I got it.
Yeah, sexy nerd. That's me. That's me. Are you into the sexy nerd thing or what?
I like sexy anything.
No.
I mean, something sexy, it's sexy.
Right.
There certainly are lots of sexy nerds, and I like
that
look.
Somewhere in the world. Yeah.
Well, they show up on Reddit all the time, so.
Oh, Reddit. I'm always on there, but I used to have like a username for it, but I had it under Sandra, and then sometimes I just want to talk like where I don't want my Sandra name attached to it because it's not always sexy stuff that I want to talk about. So it's been a while since I've been part of any forums anywhere. Like I even tried to start my own forum almost 9 years ago now, but it just got too complicated with so many censors for what you could and couldn't talk about with the free forums and stuff like that. So, but I like
they have
I
limits
like
on what you can talk about on Reddit.
Well,
like, what are you not allowed to say on Reddit?
No, this was separate from Reddit. This was like something separate. It was like when I was first starting out my website. I wanted to attach a forum page to it, and I tried to do it, and it it was like Forumer, I think, might have been the website, but I've been
using
Reddit since then. Well, I could, but when I did post on Reddit in the very beginning, I always did a Sandra, and so I always did with talking about sexy stuff. So it was never like important current events or political stuff. Like, I stayed away from it. But I was, like, willing to go into that with my own forum. But, yeah, it just didn't work out. Maybe I'll work on that over this next year to get my own
little
forum going.
Your fans expect a certain level of sexiness?
Expect? That's a strong word. Because I guess
what would you use
takes
instead?
All kinds. I don't know, it just takes all kinds, because some things that I think are just kind of random, like, for example, there's the popular cam girl thing right now where girls will try on different panties, and they'll get, like, a lot of money for that, where she's been going back and forth trying on different underwear, and I'm like, that's strange, to where, you know, if I do a photo set where I'm doing something random, sometimes that one random thing becomes some, you know, segment fetish, they really are into that, like, glasses. Oh my God!
Well, that's very voyeuristic. Watching a girl change her underwear—it's you know, that's the epitome of voyeuristic. So
yeah, like over and over again. I'm like, you don't get bored with that. Like, I was like, well, I could see doing changing into different clothes over and over again, but just panties over and over would be kind of a little bit.
How long do they do that for?
I guess their whole camp session or several, because. That was like a big
money
maker.
I don't know how long
that
is. How long is a camp session?
Well, these girls are on, like, my free cams, the ones that I've been told about. And so, like, they'll just be on there indefinitely because, you know, everybody can see everything that you do on my free cams. So,
did they just try on the same panties over and over? It's like a wheel, a wheel of panties?
So somebody might be into that. Somebody might be a whole lot to just see you take them all, you know, pull them on, take them off over and over and over again.
Well, if you're on there for 6 hours just changing panties, I mean, you're going to run out of panties. You just have hundreds of pairs of panties.
Well, some people
10 pair a minute.
Well,
let's see.
Well, not, it's not a minute.
Maybe 30 seconds?
Well, it's not a race.
I understand it's not a race, but even just casually.
That would kind of be actually kind of exciting to have two girls where they're trying to race each other to try on underwear kind of thing. But
I think that would ruin the voyeuristic aspect of it.
Probably, but there was one. Unless they pretended to be sisters or something, I don't know. Like, so they're my.
If they were together, maybe.
Give them back. Give me back my panties.
I mean,
but
as
no,
far as voyeurism
paid,
goes, you know,
I've
you would want to pretend like you're not there.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they can pretend like they don't know anybody's watching. But there was like a.
Right.
There were a couple of cam things where I've done before where this guy just wanted me to lean forward with my hair and, like, just lean forward and let my hair fall forward and just kind of run my hands through my hair. And I got $200 for that, just to do that for, like, 15 minutes. So,
don't you think it's weird that only guys have these weird things? How come there's no girls that want to pay me to just sit there and, I don't know, flick my ear for an hour? Where's all the weird chicks?
There might be. There was one cam guy that I had heard of who he would just stare deeply into the camera and he would do nothing else, and that was how he made his money.
Do
so
you
heard
like
that?
That
before. If he was really hot, that would be kind of interesting, but I didn't look
at
him. But
if he just stares there,
exactly.
That's kind of, you know,
creepy.
I mean, but
maybe,
look,
but
you
I
got
guess,
a guy just
I
wants you to see you run your
well.
Fingers through your hair.
Well, yeah.
I guess there's a taste for everything, but I bet you it's a lot of gay dudes.
Maybe. That's possible. I'm not sure if he cares as long as, because it was just him. He didn't he didn't masturbate or, like, do anything like that. He would just kind of stare into the camera. I guess he might have been romantic looking in some way because I guess he had a female following. I wish I could remember what his name was. I don't know if he's still around.
He might have just been high and just not have even known he was on. He was just zoning out.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody just leads him into a room with cameras and they're like, just sit there for a little while.
One of his buddies just gets him high and sits in front of a camera for an hour.
Hey, why not?
Collect a check.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
I wish I had some good looking friends.
Who cashes a check? You need some hot friends. Yeah.
I need some hot friends so I can have them do that. Dude, just sit here for a fucking minute and just drink this or smoke this or whatever. Don't worry about the cameras.
Well, you know what would be cool? I just thought of it right now. If there was a girl where there was some sort of camera effect where it could look like her boobs were just getting bigger and bigger and bigger while she's sitting there and they're really not. It just looks like it. That would be kind of hot. Like,
oh, they weren't really?
Yeah, but they looked like they were. Like, maybe she had her hands underneath, like, her bra, and she just kept lifting up the bra little by little, so it just looked fuller and fuller and fuller. And they're like, yeah.
Was it a camera effect, or was it a practical effect? Did she have, like, something in her bra that she was, pumping up slowly?
That was just my thought, that it would be cool to do that. Just now. I just thought of that out of
the blue. You can do that. Get a little pump, and then just kind of keep it under your seat, and just kind of, you know, lean on it a little.
Yeah, you know, whoop, whoop. And then for guys that have, like, a fart fetish, then they can get off on the sound of the pump. So,
well, you'd want it to be quiet, right? Because you'd want to, like, not mention it, see who's, like, just see
at what point people start watching you more. Yeah, you want it to look like magic where they're like, wait, did I just see her boobs get bigger? What?
Or track your following during that show and see. You know, at this point, my viewers doubled.
Yeah, they increased. Yeah, they just get massive. And then she just looks at the camera, her eyes get bigger. Like, I don't know what's happening, you guys. My boobs just keep getting bigger. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, I wouldn't acknowledge it at all. I would just pretend like it wasn't, you know, just don't say anything. Just, like, don't even draw any attention to it just to see who notices.
Make the guys think they're crazy.
Well, or just like, you know, some guys will scroll by when your boobs are smaller and they'll be like, you know, oh, yeah, all right. And then they go back by later, like, wait, I'm sticking around. Hang on. Hang on. All of a sudden, she looks so much smarter.
Yes. You know, well, I did read that before that female bosses that have bigger breasts, they seem to be more with it. They seem to be more professional in some sort of way. So it's kind of funny.
I don't know if I believe that. I'd have to see the stats on that.
I don't know if I do. Maybe they just seem more motherly, more nurturing or supportive or something. I could see that. I don't know about smarter.
Or maybe guys are, maybe just no one just stares at her tits the whole time and no one's listening to her, so she's much more tolerant.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, she doesn't have to say a word. They don't have to worry about whether she's smart or not. You're like, you're just a good look right there. Just stay right there. Just don't move.
The girls are all, oh, she's such a bitch. And the guys are all, oh, does she talk, really? Oh, nice. One of these days.
She has a voice? But like, oh, she does have a mouth. Huh, she's got nice
I knew her for a week before I even realized she had a head.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Hey, guys, these things are making noise again. Well,
ooh.
I mean, I think attractiveness and intelligence, there's a direct connect, some sort of correlation between them.
Sometimes. I mean, there's some people that were, you might look at them and think nothing special about them until they get going, until they start talking and stuff, and you're like, wow, this person is actually pretty captivating in some weird way.
I don't mean like that. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people that aren't, that don't seem attractive. No, because personality does go a long way. I'm talking about when people are just objectively attractive, guys and girls, and I think people just tell them what they want to hear because they want to be around them, and I think that they get this false, they get a bunch of false positives, right? Like, no, you can't really cook. That guy just wants to fuck you, or no, dude, you're not really good at riding motorcycles. That girl's just,
you have to know how to cook for a guy to stay around, is that it?
No, but I mean, whatever the guys are telling her that she's good at, you know, they're just saying, yeah, of course you are. You're the best. And same with guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure girls do the same thing to, you know, these guys, too.
Well, guys are very visual. For girls, it's probably like, yeah, you pay for me to get my hair done or something. It depends
what
on what
there's
those
no ugly billionaires?
What her needs are. No, there are not.
Yeah, that's sad.
No.
The generation behind us seems very vapid, at least behind me.
I'm willing for some. Well, hey, watch it, boys.
I'm just saying, like, it's what I've noticed about them. They don't seem to value romance. They seem to value more polyamorous things. And
well, which generation am I then? I don't even know. I think I'm within 10 years of you. Am I your generation? I'm not sure. I'm an 80s girl. I was born in 80s,
you might,
83.
You might have squeaked in under the X. I don't know exactly what the dates are. You're either an X or the one after the X's, the Y's, or the millennials,
I don't think I'm a millennial. I think I missed that one. I think. But yeah, for anybody tuning in right now, I'll go right back to that. But for anybody tuning in right now, I'm speaking with Roger. I'm going to call him Roger Thunder since we're still trying to think of a cool official name for Roger Thunder, or just Thunder. I'll call him Roger for the rest of the show. But he is a DJ, and I met you probably in 2007 or 8, and then you moved away to Seattle area in 2010 or 11. So I have not seen this guy in about 10 years or so. But, yeah, some things never change.
That's weird. You see me as a DJ. Most people don't see me as a DJ. I DJ very little. I'm like, no.
What do they see you as, a photographer?
No, as a manager. I've managed more than I've DJed a lot more.
Oh, that's right. You manage clubs. Okay, yeah. So he manages clubs now.
It's cooler to go by
you,
DJ.
You
I like that
great.
Better.
You are a great DJ, though. I make good money with you.
I'd rather be called a DJ. I'd rather be called, you know, a DJ who manages than a manager who DJs.
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh. Coffee, shush. My dog is reacting to firecrackers outside or something.
Are they protesting down there?
Not directly where I am, but in a different part of, like, more in the Long Beach area, like, deeper. There were... They looted, like, some stores. Oh, jeez. Anyways, we'll stop barking.
They just looted, not real protests, just the hooligans?
pretty much in Long Beach, yeah. But it was actually a large protest today that's been peaceful in more of the downtown LA area. They had some people protesting in Huntington Beach, Redondo Beach, Venice area, Santa Monica. Santa Monica, they messed it up. They went after the really nice stores and stuff on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills and in Santa Monica a few days ago. So they screwed up over there, which is not good. But today has been pretty calm and peaceful for the most, as far as I've heard.
So I've heard a lot of people comment that if you're not doing something against it, then you're for it. So since I'm not out protesting,
what?
But I also must be a racist. I mean,
that's
I've heard
bullshit.
That.
No, we
I
just
agree,
don't want
to
have
I've never
to go
protested
to jail.
Against rape, or I've never protested against domestic violence. So I'm not any of those things either. I mean, I'm not
right.
whatever
just
I don't,
don't
protest
rape.
Against.
Right. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't protest anything
no,
for
I
my own personal at this point in my
people,
life because, I don't know.
A lot of the people outside are
young
younger that I've seen in the footage, like of the different cities, they're young. So it's fine for them to go ahead and be like, I was in a protest and, you know, they're peaceful. They
well, it's helping to build
little,
their character. I mean,
they're
behind a good cause at least.
It's good for them, but yeah, for a lot of other people, it's like they have family or pets to take care of. They have like a household to maintain. Yeah, don't have time to do
a
that.
A sense
kind
of their own mortality.
Oh yeah, well there's that as well. We're not invincible anymore.
Well, I was I was immortal when I was young. I could, you know, there's no way I would have died. I was insane when I look back on it. So scary.
How insane? Ooh. I'm interested.
Well, you know, I used to like to ride my motorcycle after I'd had a few drinks and stuff like that. Just insane, stupid stuff. And
oh,
in retrospect,
yeah,
it's just horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, you could have really gotten mangled. You could be sitting here paralyzed right now.
Or hurt somebody else. I mean, yeah, no, it was
yeah.
retarded. But
yeah. Well, you grew up.
I was young and stupid.
Well.
But at least these kids are doing something right. They're doing something for a cause and a good one. I mean. Yeah,
that's
they're not
true.
Out doing something stupid. I mean, whether or not
no.
it's stupid or not to put your life at risk. But
right.
Crazy, man.
Well, you never know what can happen because you never know who's going to show up next to you. You could show up with someone like, yeah, we're going to go protest. You're like, yeah, let's protest. Let's be righteous. Let's do it the right way. And you get there and they show up with guns and shit, you know.
They have to be
you
frustrated
know
with the
when,
looters. I mean,
when somebody
just
goes
so
rogue.
Works against their cause.
Well, you have the rogue element and you never know if somebody might turn into that rogue element on you. So,
but you know what I was thinking is the police force always argues, you know.
I'm more skeptical of other people now than I was before. It's like, I think we're both down for the same thing, but at the same time, I don't know. Somebody can flip on a dime, you know.
I see a lot of people sending me memes of cops doing shitty things or, you know, but I've also seen memes of them doing great things and being, you know, awesome. So look, you know,
well, I'm
situational.
Sure there's a mix of both. There's a mix of both.
Sure.
It just sucks that the law has the state against you. Like the state, like they're not actually there to protect and serve you. That's a lie. They're there to protect and serve the state. That's the biggest issue that I have with law enforcement is they're always seen as the moral majority. That they're never lying. They don't cops don't lie. This that, and the other. I'm like, oh God, please stop.
Well, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites in that, you know, they want these gangbangers like, you know, hey, you got to tell on the bad guys, dude. If you're not all bad, then let's get rid of the bad ones. You guys are doing the same thing, man. Why don't you guys tell on your brothers in blue when they're doing something shitty? Why don't you guys roll over? Yeah. I mean, that works against you, too. Your jobs are twice as hard now because those jackasses can't handle themselves.
Yeah, they can't.
Well, yeah,
brotherhood. They're not
it's like that in the streets, too. Yeah,
exactly.
People don't want to do that in the hood, either.
Right. So it's the stalemate, I think.
Right.
Definitely.
But, you know, they're supposed to be the better ones, like you're saying. If they come off like the moral majority, then they need to be moral. They need to do the right thing. And that means
they need to,
stopping
but they
their,
don't.
Stopping the bad ones. They should be more offended than
we
are.
I think some are. Some are. But
why aren't they doing anything? None of them want to ever tell on each other. Well, I'm not going to say anything, you know. It's just I got to work with these guys.
They lose,
give a
then
shit,
they lose
dude.
Their job. Then they lose their job. Then they got to go work at Domino's.
Well, you don't want to be embarrassed. So some guy's going to die tomorrow because you just don't want to feel suffer a little embarrassment.
Oh,
and, you know,
but,
it's ridiculous.
But I'll tell you though, for me, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation before where you've tried to do the right thing and you have, you know, come forward to an authority or someone's doing something wrong and nobody backs you up and nothing happens to that person and you're stuck having
worst,
to be around those people. That's the worst, and that's kind of how it is, and the whole system is like that. So it's kind of like you better be sure you have people that have your back, that if they, you know, they're going to back you up and that you're not the only person. You can't just be a lone good guy, like I'm going to go tell on the lone bad guy because that bad guy's got friends. He's probably been there longer than you have. He's jaded. Like, he doesn't give a damn
well,
about
I mean,
you.
Well, that's the thing is the system is absolutely broke, and it's going
to
take something big to fix it. So, you know, okay, now's as good a time as any. Because this all could have been avoided if this would have happened during the Rodney King trial. Any of this stuff, I mean, it didn't happen so long ago. It was a slippery slope, and these guys just wouldn't stop doing it. I mean, something had to
no.
give.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
I agree. Uh-huh.
And, you know, they need to, if there was a certain, I don't know, they need to come up with a certain, I don't know, some sort of group that just tries shitty cops. Because a lot of them, they don't want to do it because in their own districts, they know these prosecutors because they work with them all the time, and it's a kind of an awkward thing.
Yeah.
And so prosecuting these guys is a big deal. So if they just had one little group that just did that all the time, prosecuted shitty cops, and then, like, double. They should have a double fine, like selling drugs in the school zone. Double everything because you're a cop. You're supposed to be better.
You have them afraid to do their job, though, because they're allowed to, you know, talk a lot of shit. You know, if they're, like, arresting people or, like, they have to rough people up every now and again. For a good cause.
We don't hear very often about these guys that kill somebody who had it coming to them. I mean, when these guys kill a real thug, no one ever says shit.
Of course not.
It's only when they kill innocent people. Right, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's when they kill innocent people.
It's only when there's proof, when there's evidentiary proof, usually video nowadays.
And most of these cops that get arrested for this thing, it seems like they have a history, too. They've always got, like, all these complaints about, oh, excessive force, maybe. I mean, they've just been an asshole.
Oh,
everybody knows. We all work with these guys. We all know these assholes.
Yeah.
We've all worked with these people that are just dickheads, like, from the get-go. You're like, man, you're just an asshole. I mean, we all know them. There's cops that do that.
Yeah.
These guys know who they are.
Yeah. But what a lonely,
no one's surprised.
Lonely place to be.
Oh, he just goes to church all the time. And then
the few that actually are prosecuted, then they have to go to jail with, like, the people that they have put in jail. So they have to be put in, like, protective custody and stuff. How boring and horrible is that?
I mean,
Trump
said to make
it. I can't be in general population. They would kill me. I'm a cop. Like,
Trump said to punish them to the full extent of the law. Scare them. Make them go to jail for a long time. Okay, yeah, make them afraid to do what they're doing. Right. Why don't you do the same to the cops? The ones that get busted? Yeah, make them go to jail for twice as long. I mean, everything should be doubled for them if they're supposed to be the good guys. No one would ever do it.
They won't do double. They won't do double. Never. No.
If that was a threat, though, and someone actually went through with it, because, look, these guys should all go to jail for sure. I think their charges are even lesser, like third degree or something. Like, I don't know, like he accidentally ran him over. He straight murdered that guy.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
There was no accident. It wasn't, you know, oops, my bad. And even if it was, I mean, shit, dude, you're a cop. You should know better.
No, he knew
that. You should do some time. And all those cops that were standing around watching it, if that was a gangster video and they were killing somebody else and there's three other gangsters standing around, all those dudes would be in prison for a long-ass time.
They'd all have the same charge. They'd all have second-degree murder charges.
Yep.
Yeah. But, no.
And they picked up the other three cops. They just picked them up today. It was like a week later. 2 weeks later.
Yeah, they had a time to write their wills.
They wouldn't let these thugs walk the streets for 2 weeks after they did that shit. They would have been picked up within an hour.
Yeah. But I guess the footage that they keep playing over and over was from, like, a 17- or 16-year-old girl who was shooting the video. So, I mean, they had body cameras, but who knows? They never turn those things on. So
it's ridiculous how little the cops have to report their murders or their you know, the assaults that they do. I mean, most of them go unreported. And even then, there's nobody that tracks them across the country. There's no statistics for it.
Well, there's probably Potter's Field full of tons of unnamed people that just disappeared that were killed. I would bet that there are. I can't say that for sure, but I would be a better person. But I
can't get
through
the imagination.
I wish I didn't think it was true.
I mean, guarantee your life just by going outside.
What happened? Do I? Of course. Hell yeah.
Well, I don't even necessarily even mean you, but I'm sure you, of course, yeah. But anybody of color. I mean, you should be able to run to the store and get something from it without having to worry about dying. Like, oh no, there's a chance I could die going to get milk tonight.
Or you could just wind up, or you just, not even dying, just wind up in custody because you look like somebody else. Or you look like you look like you would do something in their eyes or something. Like, who knows? But you won't make it back home. So I just imagine all these people that have ever been wrongly arrested where they're like, okay, so if they had kids at home, they had a pets at home that they needed to feed or watch or something like that. No, they don't have anybody else there to watch them, then they're just shit out of luck. They're stuck till they make bail or get let out the next day or days later. And, you know, half the time, not half the time, but the times where absolutely nothing is going on, there's no recourse. Because if you're already upset, you're just going to look like you're just mad. They're like, yeah, they're just complaining. They're just griping. They're just like that. They just like to complain and gripe about everything. So,
do you think it's racial or socioeconomic?
Racial, for sure. Historically.
Yeah.
Historically,
probably
yeah.
More racial than socioeconomic. But I think it is also socioeconomic.
Yeah.
I think it happens to a lot of poor people.
Well, I don't know. I know some ghetto ass white boys who are be like, you know, F the police, you pigs, you this, you that, whatever, and they might get punched a few times, but nothing really happens to them. I mean, they can take it, right? You can talk shit, you can take a punch, whatever. You know, I don't know. It's systemic and it's just historical. And I don't know, he's basically lynched. I was still trying to see if there was something where the $20 bill was real or not. Not that it should matter either way for a life. You shouldn't lose your life over a $20 bill, real or not. But there was something on Facebook that was saying that the $20 bill that he was accused of passing off as a forged bill was actually real. And that bugged with me. Excuse me, that messed with me.
But even if it was forged, that doesn't mean that he did anything to do with it. I mean,
no,
I could have fast-forged money for all I know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, somebody could give you $100 and one of the 20s, you know, one of the 520s is not real.
I mean,
and they
it's
didn't
possible
even know
that I've done that.
You.
I, you know, sure.
And,
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah. That is possible that it's happened, but just, you know, whether it was real or not, whether he knew it was real or not, ultimately doesn't matter when it comes to losing your life, but it still messes with me more the fact that if it was a real 20, that still is like, you can have everything where it's not like he's some Harvard grad with like, you know, a business executive. He's just a black guy. He's just buying some stuff at a food store or something. And he's just trying to live his life. He's just an average person, a human being, just an average person. And you can't even just be an average person and you pass off a 20 and you die for that. Like, and it's actually a 20. It's a real 20. That makes it, to me, it makes it worse. Even though either
he's
way,
just an indicator
it's
of the problem.
Bad.
There's people that have died for less than that. I mean, there's people that have done literally nothing, like didn't even pass a 20 on accident. I mean, did nothing other than just be black.
Well, that's what happened to Freddie Gray. He just followed the police and he just started running away. He's like, oh shit, I don't want to talk to them. I'm running away. And Freddie Gray was killed the same way. He was suffocated or asphyxiated, positional asphyxia, in the back seat of the little truck they put him in. But they had already pinned him down and twisted his body and broke his spine and all this shit. Like,
Jesus.
I don't know. That's the one that sticks with me a lot, is the Freddie Gray incident. That one and the girl.
That happened
over
Rodney King, too. Remember Rodney King?
Yes, I remember him.
Back in the 90s?
But, yes, I do. I was actually reading an article from one of the guys that beat up Reginald Denny, who did time for it. He got, like, attempted murder, whatever. He did, like,
that threw the rock or whatever?
Yeah, he was the one that threw the brick, yeah. Williams is his last name. But there was an article where they interviewed him 25 years later, so in 2017, and he was talking about how what happened to his wife and everything after that, and he ended up going back to jail after that for, he said, false charges.
I bet.
But I don't know if you've
ever seen that video footage.
Did you hear the Breonna Taylor girl?
Who's that?
This one's recent. This one, like the Ahmaud Arbery with the guy who, like, oh, you look like somebody that stole something the other day. But this was Breonna Taylor, where these cops were in Louisville, Kentucky, were serving a warrant, a drug warrant, and they did a no-knock raid on her house. They shot her up like 8 times, and her boyfriend was there with her, and he had a gun, and he shot at them. They charged him with attempted murder of a police officer, but the prosecutor actually ended up dropping the charges against him because they didn't announce who they were. He didn't know who they were. There's like a 911 call where he's calling, crying, like, I don't know, these people came in and they just shot my girlfriend and she's not breathing. I don't know what's happening. This happened like within the past 2 months. This just happened. And it was the wrong house. They already had the people, the guy or the whatever they needed, the actual
I have heard about
offenders.
This. Wasn't she like some sort of healthcare worker
EMT,
or something like that?
EMT.
Yep,
yeah.
I have heard about that.
26 years old. That one messes
shame,
with me too. And they just burst
into
the house
with those guys?
And go, "Oops, my bad." And then they left. Then they just freaking left. You hear him? You hear her boyfriend like on the freaking 911 call, and he doesn't even know.
Like, our bad. Sorry.
No, they didn't even say sorry. They just peace out. They went ghost.
Like, those guys have never been brought to justice? I mean, look, it could have been a crazy communication. They could have gotten things mixed up. They could have done that. Even if it were an accident, you know, which I'm sure will happen, but there should still be some accountability. I mean, there's got to be something.
Well, you shoot a chick in her bed 8 times over drugs for a dude that's already in your custody? They already have the dude in their custody. Like,
did they know
that's
that?
More than a oops.
They already know the guy was in their custody?
They ought to have known that before showing up with guns blazing and then leaving.
Ridiculous,
they ought
man.
To have known
drugs,
that. That's their job. That's their job. It was a drug.
The murder is worse than the drugs that they're trying to protect people against. It'd be better
exactly.
if they just let people sell drugs.
Well, something else. Get the right address.
Well, it's got to be happy medium, but you know what I mean.
Get the right ID. Know who's in your custody. Know that a 26-year-old
black chick in her bed
is not who you're
looking for. Can't they use like a taser or a sleeping pills? I see the movies, they use those
sleeping pills. Yeah. Give them
right
some
here, take this.
No.
Here, take this and sit down, punk.
Yes. Trank them.
Right? That's what they do with wild
yeah.
animals. Just trank one of them with a little dart.
Yes, trank them.
What will happen is somebody yeah. that'll like mess up with somebody's drugs and then they'll end up dying. But I bet you less people would die than if they were shooting motherfuckers with bullets.
Well, I think so too.
They should do that. I'm all for it. Tranking them.
Let's go protest.
With trank guns?
Let's tell them.
We start shooting cops?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
She's never. Making the cops go to sleep. See?
Yeah. How about that?
Look, I'll do it to myself. Just to show you guys.
Tea.
I mean business.
Drink some of my terrible tea. Yes.
Take these pills and just sit down for a minute.
Yeah. They're happy pills.
What is it? Don't worry
They're
about
happy.
It.
Happy.
Well, they got to figure
give
something
them, yeah,
out, man. It's ridiculous.
Give them some ecstasy.
Just blanket the crowd.
Don't forget.
Like the crop gutters.
Let them hug it out. That's what I'm saying.
They should do that.
My,
if they can cloud seed, they
suggestion.
Can certainly... If they can cloud seed,
yeah.
they can crowd seed. That'll be on my picket sign.
Yeah. Hug it out. That's my slogan. Hug it out. Let's have
right.
a powwow. Let's all just sit and hug.
Let's bump fists.
Hugs,
be cool.
Hugs feel good. You know how good hugs feel? I love hugging people. Hugs feel
Naked
great.
Hugs are the best.
Well, that is true.
Nothing better than a naked hug. maybe in the shower. That's that, like pretty good too.
Ooh, oh la la.
Shower sex
don't
is
drop
lame.
The soap. Don't slip.
Oh,
don't
shower
scroll.
Sex.
How about in the
shitty
bathtub? Bathtub.
Kind of gross, but
no, it's not. You know how to
it's
clean
one of the things
a
that looks
bathtub
better on
afterwards,
film.
Right? No.
I mean, you're sitting there in your own. You're soaking in your own filth and adding to it.
Yeah,
oh.
Take a shower afterwards. Take a shower afterwards. You're just there for the sex.
And then you got a shower together, and then someone always gets fucked out of the water stream. The other one's
no,
just standing there freezing
you're not
for a minute.
You can take a separate shower afterwards. You don't
and
have to share each other's germs
ferment.
Anymore. No, I mean you clean out the shower and the tub like a freaking decent human being.
My towel, just, shower, and tub are spotless,
don't,
but
don't leave
not
skid marks.
Sex, I don't think.
Leaving skid marks kind of rude.
Who has skid marks in their shower?
That was rude. Yeah.
That's so gross. If you have skid marks, you know you have skid marks. Why would you have sex, like, you know, before you
are
washed
you sure
yourself?
You
like,
know? Are you sure you
I
know?
I would think
you
would know.
How would you
oh, yeah,
know?
Like, I had a really good shit, but I didn't get a good wipe. Of course they would know. Yeah, people know.
How? You need baby wipes.
They may not know how bad they are, but I bet you they know they have them.
Just don't flush them down the toilet. Baby wipes are the best thing ever. If you want to make sure, well, that's the top dancer tip, is baby wipes. That way you can make sure you get everything. Just don't flush it in the toilet. Put it in the trash can, because that'll clog up.
I
the
love
toilet,
baby wipes.
But
I get the flushable ones. I get flushable
yeah,
baby wipes.
Yeah, you can take your makeup off with them. You can pat your underarms with them. You can wipe off your thighs with them.
Wow. You can wipe a lot of things with them.
You
are you
going to
list everything
like
you can
this.
Wipe with baby wipes?
Yeah.
Your hands,
you wipe
your arms,
your
countertops.
Wash your table, yes. You can wash your table. Wipe off your cell phone.
But not with the same one, right? Because it's kind of gross after you've already done
no.
on your arms, legs, ass.
No. One each. Treat it like PPE, protective personal equipment, whatever. No, one each for each
right.
thing. Yes. That's all you need. Are you still stuck outside in your car?
I mean, I'm not stuck. I was pulled over while I was talking to you. I mean, I can drive away.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm just making sure because I know it's getting late out there, so I don't know if you're like, I should be on the road or not, so just let me know. I don't want to keep you if you're like,
I don't know what time everything starts or what time I won't be able to get back home.
I
seen a lot of cops
oh, is
drive
there a
by
curfew?
Though, so I'd be sitting here.
Is there a curfew?
Yeah, oh,
tonight?
Yeah, there's a curfew. Curfew every night now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to get in trouble. You let me know. I'll help bail you out.
Actually,
I promise I'll help
right
bail
now.
You out, though. If you get picked
I'm
up
sorry.
Tonight, I'll help bail you out somehow.
Oh, no. I ain't going down alone.
I know. I'm going to help
taking
you.
Taking one of these guys
you,
with
right?
me.
I'm going to. Well, no. No,
let's
no.
see. I'm going to look up the curfew.
Yeah, find out your curfew. It's almost 9 o'clock right now. Our curfew here is in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you're home already, right?
Yes, I am. I've been in all day. I'm not going anywhere.
Let's see. The curfew. Reissues the curfew. There's a map. I just want to know the times.
They didn't send you like an alert to your phone going boop, boop.
I totally, I did get an alert. It was like an Amber Alert. It freaked me out, man. I thought my car was about to
yeah.
explode.
Yeah, you got to check it. Check it out. We had two different ones. We have one for 9 o'clock and we have one for 10 o'clock. Like the LA sheriff said 10 o'clock after the 9 o'clock one. So I'm confused. I'm just going to guess the 9 o'clock one, the earlier one, and it's going to be my guess.
Shit, I hope I can get home. Mine says the curfew is from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the downtown
damn.
Area, and that's where I live.
Oh, my God. Damn. Well, if you're coming straight home from work, then you could just, then that's fine. There's exceptions
well,
for that, I believe.
You believe? Well, I'm running through that little roadblock.
Oh,
this is going to be crazy.
Film it.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'll totally
no.
film it. This is going to go viral, copper.
Oh, God. No.
Hell no. It'd be a video of me crying. Please.
Yes.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm sorry, man. Can we just have a hug?
I'm sorry.
I just want to give you a hug. I'm sorry, man.
Look, you want me to go punch that black guy? I'll go punch him if you just let me go. I just want to leave. I don't want any trouble.
How rude. That's rude.
I'm just I'm sorry, sir. I don't want to have to do this.
Yeah, but I got to go home. I want to go home.
But I want to go home.
I'm going to go home tonight.
I'm not going to hit you hard, I promise.
I'll give you $20.
They're like, you got to hit him harder than that. That wasn't hard enough. He's still standing up. I'm like, sir, please don't make me hit him any harder.
Oh, God.
He said nothing to me. Well, I'll
like,
find out.
This doesn't mean it. Yeah, don't think this means anything. I just got to do it. Boom.
Right? You can hit me back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here's my address.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's meet up. Let's have a meet up.
Because I will be at home tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm out of jail, dude. I'm driving now. I want to see if I can get home.
Oh, you're driving now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have, like, either 90 seconds left or I could keep going for longer, but I can stop now. Or now
it's... Yeah, I mean, I should probably, see what's going on with me getting help.
Yeah, you should probably focus on the road.
Yeah, I don't want to die by cop or otherwise.
Yeah, I don't want you to die either. So I will let you go. Drive safely. Tell them you're coming home from work. If you're stopped,
well, that was fun.
Go
I
home.
Had a good time.
Me too. We got to do it again.
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll let you
Alrighty.
Know when I get home.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Bye. And that was my interview with Roger Thunder from Seattle, DJ, club manager, photographer. We didn't get to talk about the photography this time, but maybe the next time. He's an interesting character. He's pretty interesting. Wait, I said that twice. I hope y'all are having an excellent evening. Let's see if I can play something on the way out. But have a good night. And mind your curfew. Stay alive. Stay safe. Be good. And I'll see you Sunday. Good night.
Empress, everything nice is.